order to effect a timely halt to deteriorating conditions and to ensure the common good, a state of emergency is declared for these territories by decree of Lord Cutler Beckett, duly appointed representative of His Majesty the King. By decree, according to martial law, the following statutes are temporarily amended. Right to assembly, suspended. Right to habeas corpus, suspended. Right to legal counsel, suspended. Right to verdict by a jury of peers, suspended. By decree, all persons found guilty of piracy, or aiding a person convicted of piracy, or associating with a person convicted of piracy, shall be sentenced to hang by the neck until dead.
Hoist the colors high.
Heave ho, thieves and beggars, never shall we die. Yo ho, all together, hoist the colors high.
What, Beckett?
They've started to sing, sir. Finally.
Beggar.
Never say we die.
Dangerous song to be singing for any who are ignorant of its meaning. particularly a woman. Particularly a woman alone.
What makes you think she's alone?
You protect her?
Then what makes you think I'm protecting her?
Your master's expected us, and an unexpected death had cast a slight pall on our meeting.
From Will.
I trust young Turner to acquire the charts, and you to remember your place in the presence of Captain Zalfang.
Is he that terrifying?
It's much like myself, but absent my merciful nature and sense of fair play.
Hoyt! Because she is a woman, we would not suspect her of treachery.
Well, when you put it that way.
Remove, please.
Captain Barbosa, welcome to Singapore. More steam.
Chance they've got.
I understand that you have a request to make on me.
more of a proposer, to put it. I've a venture underway, and I find myself in need of a ship and a crew.
It's an odd coincidence.
Because you happen to have a ship and a crew you don't need?
No. Because earlier this day, not far from here, a thief broke into my most revered uncle's temple and tried to make off with these.
The navigation of chance. The route to the farthest gate. Wouldn't it be amazing if this venture of yours took you to the world beyond this one?
It would strain credulity at that.
This is the thief. Is his face familiar to you? Then I guess he has no further need for it. You come into my city, and you betray my hospitality.
Cao Fang, I assure you, I had no idea.
That he will get caught! You intend to attempt a voyage to Davy Jones' locker. But I cannot help but wonder why.
The song has been sung. The time is upon us. We must convene the Brethren Court. As one of the nine pirate lords, you must honor the call.
Morstein.
Morstein! There is a price on all our heads. It is true. It seems the only way a pirate can turn a profit anymore
is by betraying other pirates.
Let me time to put out. Wait for the signal. The first Brethren Court escape is full of the seas. Now that rule is being challenged by Lord Cutler Beckett.
Against the East India Trading Company. What value is the Brethren Court? What can any of us do?
You can fight! Get off me! You are Cao Fang, the pirate lord of Singapore. You command in an age of piracy where bold captains sail free waters, where waves aren't measured in feet. Would you have that era come to an end on your watch? The most notorious pirates from around the world are uniting against our enemy, and yet you sit here cowering in your bathwater.
Elizabeth Swan, there was more to you than meets the eye, isn't there? And the eye does not go wanting. But I cannot help but notice.
You have failed to answer my question.
What is it you seek in Davy Jones' locker?
Jack Sparrow. He's one of the pirate lords.
The only reason
I would want Jack Sparrow returned from the land of the dead. Yes, so I can send him back myself!
Jack Sparrow holds one of the nine pieces of eight. He failed to pass it along to a successor before he died, so we must go and get him back.
So, you and me, you have deceived me. Weapons!
Weapons! yourself.
And I assure you, our intentions are strictly honorable.
Drop your weapons, or I kill your man.
Kill him. He's not our man.
If he's not with you, then he's not with us. Who's he with? If you want to make a deal with Beckett, you need what I offer.
You cross Barbosa. You are willing to cross Jack Sparrow. Why should I expect any better?
I need the Black Pearl to free my father. You're helping me to get it.
Better yet, a ship and a crew.
Where's Sa Feng?
He'll cover our escape and meet us at Shipwreck Cove.
This way, be quick.
There's no place left for Sa Feng to cower. Do you think he will honor the call?
I cannot say. There's an evil on these seas that even the most staunch and bloodthirsty pirates have come to fear.
Thank you. piece of eight. Nine of them, you say?
My new friend in Singapore was very specific, sir. Nine pieces of eight.
What's the significance of that, I wonder?
Does it matter? There's nothing can hold against the Armada, not with the Flying Dutchman at the lead.
Nothing we know of. Did your friend happen to mention where the Brethren caught a meeting?
He was mum on that, sir.
And he knows the value of information. Better keep this between ourselves. We don't want anyone running off to Singapore, do we? Ah, Admiral.
You summoned me, Lord Beckett.
Yes. Something for you there. Your new station deserves an old friend.
Not more requisition orders?
No, sir. Execution.
The Brethren know they face extinction. All that remains is for them to decide where they make their final stand.
No one said anything about gold.
I'm sure there must be a good reason for our suffering.
Why don't that Obey woman just bring Jack back the same way she brought back Barbossa?
Because Barbossa was only dead. Jack Sparrow is taken in body and soul to a place not of death, but punishment. The worst fate a person can bring upon himself. Stretching on forever. That's what awaits at David Jones' locker.
Well, I knew there was a good reason.
Accurate as modern charts.
No. But it leads to more places.
Over the edge. Over again. Sunrise sets. Flash of green.
Do you care to interpret, Captain Barbossa?
Ever gazed upon the green flash, Master Gibbs?
I reckon I've seen my fair share. Happens on rare occasion. The last glimpse of sunset, a green flash shoots up into the sky. Some go their whole lives without ever seeing it. Some claim to have seen it or ain't. And some say...
It signals when a soul comes back to this world from the dead.
Sorry.
Trust me, young Master Turner. It's not getting to the land of the dead that's the problem. It's getting back.
Is a loose cannon, sir.
Fetch the chest.
And the governor? He's been asking questions about the heart.
does he know? Then perhaps his usefulness has run its course.
With you. I will not have it on my ship.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Because I will. Because it seems to be the only way to ensure that this ship do as directed by the company. We need prisoners to interrogate, which tends to work best when they're alive.
The Dutchman sails as its captain commands.
And its captain is to sail it as commanded.
I would have thought you learned that when I ordered you to kill your pet. This is no longer your world, Jones. The immaterial has become immaterial.
Charge your bayonets!
How long do we continue not talking?
Once we rescue Jack, everything will be fine.
Then we rescue Jack.
There is a cost must be paid in the end.
Barbossa, ahead!
Aye, we're good and lost now.
Lost?
For certain, you have to be lost to find a place that can't be found. Elseways, everyone would know where it was.
We're gaining speed.
Aye.
To station! All hands to station! Run aboard! On board, gather way!
Stay, the lady! Let her run straight and through!
Run!
Doomed us all.
Don't be so unkind. You may not survive to pass this way again. And these be the last friendly words you hear.
Mr. Sparrow.
Aye, Captain.
What say you about the condition of this tack line?
It'd be proper to my eye, sir.
Proper. It is neither proper nor suitable, sir. It is not acceptable nor adequate. It is, in obvious fact, an abomination.
Begging your pardon, sir, but perhaps if you gave a man another chance,
shall I?
That sort of thinking got us into this mess.
We have lost speed, and therefore time. Precious time. It cannot be recovered once lost. Do you understand?
No, no, I Captain.
Oh, I can. Do you now? It will all have to be redone. All of it. And let this serve as a lesson to the lot of you. Doldrums, sir, has the entire crew on edge. I have no sympathy for any of you feculent maggots, and no more patience to pretend otherwise. Gentlemen, I'll wash my hands of this weirdness.
No wind.
Of course there's no bloody wind. My soul, I do swear, if you please. Gust, whisper, tiny miniature lick. I know, but why? Why would he do that?
Well, because he's a lummox, isn't he? And we shall have a magnificent garden party, and you're not invited.
True.
Now we're being followed by rocks. Never heard that before.
Oh. The rope.
Truly is a godforsaken place.
I don't see Jack. I don't see anyone.
He's here. Davy Jones never once gave up that way he took.
And does it matter? We're trapped here by your doing, no different than Jack.
Witty Jack is closer than you think.
I expect you're able to account for your actions, then.
Sir?
There has been a perpetual and virulent lack of discipline upon my vessel. Why? Why is that, sir?
Sir, you're in Davy Jones' locker, Captain.
I know that. I know where I am. Don't think I don't.
Jack Sparrow.
Ah, Hector. It's been too long, hasn't it?
Aye, Isla de Muerta, remember? You shot me.
No, I didn't. Dear Dalma,
out and about, eh? You had an agreeable sense of the macabre to any delirium.
He thinks we're a hallucination.
William, tell me something. Have you come because you need my help to save a certain distressing damsel?
Or rather, damsel in distress? Either one.
No.
Well, then you wouldn't be here, would you? So you can't be here.
QED, you're not really here.
Jack? This is real. We're here.
The locker, you say?
Aye.
We've come here to rescue you.
Have you now? It's very kind of you. But it would seem that as I possess a ship and you don't, you're the ones in need of rescuing. I'm not sure as I'm in the mood.
I see my ship right there.
Can't spot it. Must be a tiny little thing hiding somewhere behind the Pearl.
Jack! Cutler Beckett has the heart of Davy Jones. He controls the Flying Dutchman.
He's taking over the seas.
This song has already been sung. The Brethren Court is called.
Leave you people alone for just a minute. Look what happens. Everything's gone to pot.
Aye, Jack. The world needs your backs up in fear.
And you need a crew.
Why should I sail with any of you? Four of you have tried to kill me in the past. One of you succeeded. Oh. She's not told you. You'll have loads to talk about while you're here. As for you...
Now, don't tell me you didn't enjoy it at the time.
Fair enough, all right, you're in. Don't need you, you scare me. Gibbs, you come. Marty. Cotton. Cotton's parrot, I'm a little iffy, but... we still have someone to talk to. Who are you?
Tai Pong. These are my men.
Where do your allegiances lie?
With the highest bidder.
I have a ship.
That makes you the highest bidder.
Good man. Weigh anchor, all hands. Prepare to make sail.
Jack. Which way are you going, Jack?
Trim that sail!
Trim that sail!
Windward brace and
sheet! Windward
brace and sheet!
All the
tenant line!
All the pennant line!
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
No, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Captain gives orders on the ship.
The captain of the ship is given orders.
My ship makes me captain.
They be my charts.
That makes you chart man.
Stow it! The both of you! That's an order! Understand?
Sorry. I just thought with the captain issuing doubt, I'd throw in my name for consideration. Sorry.
I'll vote for you.
He left Jack to the Kraken.
He's rescued now. It's done with. Well, I had no choice.
You chose not to tell me.
I couldn't. It wasn't your burden to bear.
But I did bear it, didn't I? I just didn't know what it was. I thought...
you thought I loved him.
If you make your choices alone, how can I trust you?
You can't.
Mm-hmm.
sir.
Eerie. That's downright macabre.
I wonder what would happen if you dropped a cannonball on one of them.
Be disrespectful, you would.
This should be in the care of David Jones. That was the duty he was charged with by the goddess Calypso. To ferry those who die at sea to the other side. And every 10 years... him could come ashore to be with she who love him truly. But the man has become a monster.
So he wasn't always tentacly.
No. Him was a man once.
Now his boat's coming.
Another threat to us. Am I right?
We are nothing but ghosts to them.
It's best just let them be.
Elizabeth, are you dead?
I think I am.
No, you can't be.
It was this chest, you see. It's hard. At the time, it seemed so important.
Come aboard!
And the heart. I learned that if you stab the heart, yours must take its place. And you will sail the seas for eternity. Dutchman must have a captain. Silly thing to die for.
Someone, cast a line! Come back with us!
The torch of destiny.
Take the line!
I'm so proud of you, this man.
Come on, take the line! You must not leave the ship, Father!
I'll give your love to your mother, shall I?
Please, I want to hear you!
Rum's gone too.
If we cannot escape these doldrums before night, I fear we will sail on trackless seas, doomed to roam the reach between worlds forever.
No water forever looks to be arriving a mite too soon. Why doesn't he do something?
My eyes! Give it back!
There's no sense to it.
And the green flash happens at sunset. Not sunrise.
Over the edge. Oh, it's driving me over the blooming edge. sunrises don't set.
Up is down. Well, that's just maddeningly unhelpful. Why are these things never clear?
Clear as mud, Jackie.
What? Hey?
Stab the heart.
Don't stab the heart.
Coming in?
The Dutchman must have a captain.
Well, that's even more than less than unhelpful.
Sail the seas for eternity.
I love the sea.
What about port?
I prefer rum. Rum's good.
Making port, where we can get rum and salty wenches once every 10 years.
What do you say?
Once every 10 years.
10 years is a long time, mate.
Even longer given the deficit of rum. But eternity is longer still.
And how will you be spending it? Dead?
Or not?
The immortal Captain Sparrow.
Well, like that.
Come sunset, it won't matter.
Not sunset. Sundown. And rise.
Up. What's that? What is that?
I don't know. What do you think?
Where?
There.
Upside down, so when the boat flips, we'll be the right way up.
Tie back by the swell! Loose the cannon, Johnson! You little rats! Unscrew the cargo! Let it surf!
They've got the last of it!
Oh, God.
This was your idea.
Blessed sweet Westphalia.
We're back.
Sunrise.
All right, then. The Brethren Court is a gathering at Shipwreck Cove. And Jack, you and I are a going, and there'll be no arguing that point.
I is arguing the point. If there's pirates are gathering, I'm pointing my ship the other way.
The pirates are gathering to fight Beckett, and you're a pirate.
Fight or not, you're not running, Jack.
If we don't stand together, they'll hunt us down one by one till there'll be none left but you.
Quite like the sound of that. Captain Jack Sparrow, the last pirate.
Aye. And you'll be fighting Jones alone. But how does that figure into your plan?
I'm still working on that. But I will not be going back to the logger, mate. Count on that.
Wet powder.
Wait! We can still use them as clubs!
Sorry.
Effective, though.
There's a freshwater spring on this island. We can resupply there, get back to shooting each other later.
You lead the shore party, I'll stay with my ship.
I'll not be leaving my ship in your command.
Why don't you both go ashore and lead the ship in my command? Temporarily.
It's a cephalopod.
Serves you right.
Here, I'll bet people pay a shilling to see this. And another shilling for a sketch from sitting at the top.
Been telling we get cracking slayers.
We could serve up a slice of souvenir.
Still thinking of running, Jack? Think you can outrun the world? You know the problem. With being the last of anything. By and by, there'll be none left at all.
Sometimes things come back, mate. We live in proof, you and me.
Aye, but that's a gamble of long odds, ain't it? There's never a guarantee of coming back. But passing on, that's dead certain.
Summoning the Brethren Court, then, is it?
It's our only hope, lad.
That's a sad commentary in and of itself.
The world used to be a bigger place.
The world's still the same. It's just less in it.
Poison, fouled by the body.
Hey, I know him. He was in Singapore.
Singapore!
Captain!
putting on company!
Hold up!
He's the captain.
Southend! You showing up here, it is truly a remarkable coincidence.
Jack Sparrow. You paid me great insult once.
That doesn't sound like me. Shall we just call it square then?
Release her.
She's not part of the bargain.
And what bargain be that?
You heard Captain Turner? Release her.
Captain Turner?
Aye, the perfidious rotter led a mutiny against us.
I need the pearl to free my father. That's the only reason I came on this voyage.
Why didn't you tell me you were planning this?
It's my burden to bear.
He needs the pearl. Captain Turner needs the pearl. And you felt guilty. And you and your brother in court. Did no one come to save me just because they missed me? I'm standing over there with him.
I'm sorry, Jack. But there is an old friend who wants to see you first.
I'm not certain I can survive any more visits from old friends.
Here is your chance to find out.
Curious. Your friends appear to be quite desperate, Jack. Perhaps they no longer believe that a gathering of squabbling pirates can defeat the Flying Dutchman. And so despair leads to betrayal. But you and I are no strangers to betrayal, are we? It's not here, Jack.
What? What isn't?
The heart of Davy Jones. Is safely aboard the Dutchman, and so unavailable for use as leverage to satisfy your debt to the good captain.
By my reckoning, that account has been settled.
By your death. And yet here you are.
Close your eyes and pretend it's all a bad dream. That's how I get by.
And if Davy Jones were to learn of your survival?
Ship ahoy!
My men are crew enough.
From the ship, company crew.
You agreed. The Black Pearl was to be mine.
And so it was.
Perhaps you'll consider an alternative arrangement. One which requires absolutely nothing from you, but information.
Regarding the Brethren Court, no doubt. In exchange for fair compensation. Square my debt with Jones. Guarantee my freedom.
Of course. It's just good business.
Were I in a divulgatory mood, what then might I divulge?
Everything. Where are they meeting? Who are the pirate lords? What is the purpose of the 9 pieces of 8?
Beckett agreed. The Black Pearl was to be mine.
Lord Beckett's not going to give up the only ship as can outrun the Dutchman, is he?
Shame they're not bound to honor the code of the Brethren, isn't it? Because honor's a hard thing to come by nowadays.
There is no honor to remain in with a losing side. Live in it for the winning side. That's just good business.
The losing side, you say?
They have the Dutchman. Now the pearl! And what do the Brethren have?
We have Calypso.
still lives. An old legend.
No. The goddess herself, bound in human form. Imagine all the power the seas brought to bear against our enemy. I intend to release her, but for that I need the Redford cords. All the cords.
You can keep Barbossa. The belligerent homunculus and his friend with the wooden eye both.
And Turner. Especially Turner.
The rest go with me aboard the Pearl, and I'll lead you to Shipwreck Cove, where I will hand you the pirates, and you will not hand me to Jones. Bloody fair deal, don't you think?
And what becomes of Miss Swan?
What interest is she to you?
What are you proposing, Captain?
What be accepted,
Captain? The girl.
What?
Jack. I've just recalled. I've got this wonderful compass, which points to whatever I want. So for what do I need you?
Elizabeth is not part of any bargain.
Out of the question.
It was not the question. Points to the thing you want most. And that is not the Brethren Court, is it?
Then what is, Jack?
Me? Dead.
Done.
What? Not done.
You put us into this mess. If this is what frees us, then done.
Although, if I kill you, then I can use the compass to find Shipwreck Cove, is it? On my own. Cut out the middleman, as it were.
Elizabeth, they are pirates.
I have had more than enough experience dealing with pirates.
Then we have an accord.
With me killed, you'd arrive at the cove, find its stronghold nigh impregnable, able to withstand blockade for years. And then you'd be wishing, oh, if only there was someone I had not killed inside to ensure that the pirates then come outside.
And you can accomplish all this, can you?
You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. Damn it! Goodness for that, because if I wasn't, this would probably never work. And that was without even a single drop of rum. Send this pestilent, traitorous, cow-hearted, yeasty codpiece to the brig.
Which ship do we follow?
Signal the Dutchman to track down South Fang. We follow the Pearl. How soon can we have the ship ready to pursue?
Do you think he plans it all out? Just makes it up as he goes along.
Ming Yu Chutin San.
苍茫
云海间，
长风几万里，吹到玉门关。
By this time tomorrow, we will arrive at Shipwreck Cove, and you will be free. Calypso.
Excuse me?
Not the name you fancy, I imagine, out of the many that you have. But it is what we call you.
We being who?
You confirm it.
Confirm what? You've told me nothing.
The Brethren Court. Not I. The first Brethren Court whose decision I would have opposed. They bound you to human form. So the rule of the seas will belong to man and not
to me.
But one such as you should never be anything less than what you are.
Pretty speech from a captor. But words whispered through prison bars lose their charm.
Can I be blamed for my efforts? All men are drawn to the sea, perilous though it may be.
And some men offer desire as justification for their crimes.
I offer simply my desire.
And in return?
I would have your gifts. Should you choose to give them?
And if I should choose not?
Then I will take your fury.
What did he tell you?
He made me captain.
You are not my captain.
Elizabeth.
Your father will be overjoyed to know you're safe.
My father's dead.
No, that can't be true. He returned to England.
Did Lord Beckett tell you that?
Who among you do you name as captain?
Captain.
Sir. Stop.
Captain?
Tow the ship. Put the prisoners in the brig.
The captain shall have my quarters.
Thank you, sir. But I prefer to remain with my crew.
Elizabeth, I swear. I did not know.
Know what? Which side you chose? Well, now you do. Jack. Bootstrap. Bill Turner.
Bootstrap. You know my name?
Yes, I know your son. Will Turner.
William. He made it! He's alive! And now he sends you to tell me that he's coming to get me.
God's wounds! He's on his way!
Yes, Will is alive. And he wants to help you.
You can't help me. He won't come.
You're his father.
I know you. He spoke of you. He can't save me. He can't come because of you.
Me?
You're Elizabeth.
Yes, I'm Elizabeth.
If Jones be slain, he who slays him must take his place. Captain, forever. A Dutchman must always have a captain. And if he saves me, he loses you. You won't pick me. I wouldn't pick me. Tell him not to come. Tell him to stay away. Tell him it's too late. I'm already a part of the ship. Of the crew.
Bootstrap.
You know my name. You know my name.
Yes, I knew your son.
William. He's coming for me. Wait and see. You'll see. You promised.
Betrayer among them, or trap?
A gambit by a skilled opponent. A just course, Lieutenant.
Sir.
We can only hope to reach our destination before they run out of bodies.
Escaped the brig even quicker than I expected.
William!
Do you notice anything? Rather,
do you notice something
that is not there to be noted?
You haven't raised an alarm.
Odd, isn't it? Not as odd as this. Come up with this all by your lonesome, did you?
I said to myself, think like Jack.
This is what you've arrived at? Lead Beckett to Shipwreck Cove so as to gain his trust, accomplish your own ends. It's like you don't know me at all, mate. And how does your dearly beloved feel about this plan? Ah. You've not seen fit to trust her with it.
I'm losing her, Jack.
Every step I make for my father is a step away from Elizabeth.
Mate, if you choose to lock your heart away, you lose it for certain.
If I might lend a machete to your intellectual thicket,
avoid the choice altogether. Change the facts. Let someone else dispatch Jones.
Who?
You.
Death has a curious way of reshuffling one's priorities. I slip aboard the Dutchman, find the heart, stab the beating thing, your father goes free from his debt. You're free to be with your charming murderers.
And you're willing to cut out your heart and bind yourself to the Dutchman? Forever?
No, mate. I'm free forever. Free to sail the seas beyond the edges of the map, free from death itself.
You have to do the job, though, Jack. You have to ferry souls to the next world. Or end up just like Jones.
I don't have the face for tentacles. But immortal has to count for something, eh?
Oh.
What's this for?
Think like me, and we'll come to you.
My regards to Davy Jones.
I hate him.
Come with me. Quickly.
What are you doing?
Choosing a side. Go to Shipwreck Cove. Beckett knows of the meeting of the Brethren. I fear there may be a traitor among them.
It's too late to earn my forgiveness.
I had nothing to do with your father's death. But that does not absolve me of my other sins.
Come with us. James, come with me.
Who goes there?
Go. I will follow.
You're lying.
Our destinies have been entwined, Elizabeth. But never joined.
Go now. Back to your station, sailor.
No one leaves the ship.
Stand down. That's an order.
That's an order. Part of the crew. Part of the ship. Part of the crew. Part of the ship. Part of the crew.
Steady,
part of the ship.
Man.
Part of the crew. Part of the ship. Quiet! Prisoners, James! Belay that!
James!
Take that as a no.
nice sword.
Dutchman is under my command. For now.
Where lies Shipwreck Cove and the town of Shipwreck?
You heard him! Step lively!
You know, for all that pirates are clever, Cogs, we are an unimaginative lot when it comes to naming things.
Right.
I once sailed with a geezer, lost both of his arms, part of his eye.
What'd you call him?
Larry.
I do not renege on a bargain once struck, but we agreed on ends only. The means of my desire.
Caution, Barbosa. Do not forget it was by my power you returned from the dead. Or what it means if you fear me.
Don't you forget why you had to bring me back. Why I could not leave Jack to his well-deserved fate. It took 9 pirate lords to find you, Calypso. And it'll take no less than 9 to set you free. Master Spintel Rigetti, take this fishwife to the brig.
Right this way, Mrs. Fish.
Cannot be summoned like some mongrel pup.
Apparently you can. I believe you know each other.
Come to join my crew again, Master Turner.
Not yours. His. Jack Sparrow sends his regards.
Sparrow?
You didn't tell him. We rescued Jack from the locker along with the Black Pearl.
What else have you not told me?
There is an issue far more troublesome. I believe you're familiar with a person called Calypso.
Not a person. A heathen god. One who delights in cursing men with their wildest dreams and then revealing them to be hollow and naught but ash. The world is well rid of her.
Not quite so well, actually. The Brethren Court intends to release her.
No, they cannot. The First Court promised to imprison her forever. That was our agreement.
Your agreement?
I showed them how to bind her. She could not be trusted. She gave me no choice. We must act before they release her.
You loved her. She's the one. And then you betrayed her.
She pretended to love me. She betrayed me.
And after which betrayal did you cut out your heart, I wonder?
Do not test me.
I hadn't finished that. You will free my father. And you will guarantee Elizabeth's safety. Along with my own.
Your terms are steep, Mr. Turner. We will expect fair value in return.
There is only one price I will accept. Calypso. Murdered.
Calypso's aboard the Black Pearl.
Jack has sailed the Black Pearl to Shipwreck Cove.
And with you no longer aboard her, how do you propose to lead us there?
What is it you want most?
Not been a gathering like this in our lifetime.
And I owe them all money.
As he who issued summons, I convene this, the fourth Brethren Court. To confer me a lordship and right to be heard, present now your pieces of eight. My fellow captains.
Those aren't pieces of eight. They're just pieces of junk.
Aye, the original plan was to use nine pieces of eight to bind Calypso, but when the first court met, the brethren were to a one. Skint broke.
So change the name.
What? To nine pieces of whatever we happened to have in our pockets at the time. Oh, yes, that sounds very piratey. Master Rigetti, if you will.
I kept it safe for you, just like you said when you gave it to me.
I have, but now I need it back.
Spyro!
Might I point out that we are still short one pirate lord, and I'm as content as a cucumber to wait until Sao Feng joins us.
Sao Feng is dead. He fell to the Flying Dutchman.
The plague ship!
Made you, Captain? Just give him the bloody title away now.
Listen to me. Our location has been betrayed. Jones is under the command of Lord Beckett. They're on their way here.
Who is this betrayer?
Not likely anyone among us.
Where's Will?
Not among us.
And it matters not how they found us. The question is, what will we do now that they have?
We fight.
Shipwreck Cove is a fortress. A well-supplied fortress. There is no need to fight if they cannot get to us.
There be a third course. In another age, at this very spot, the first Brethren Court captured the sea goddess and bound her in her bones. That was a mistake. Oh, we tamed the seas for ourselves, aye. But open the door to Beckett and his ilk. Better were the days when mastery of seas came not from bargains struck with eldritch creatures, from the sweat of a man's brow and the strength of his back alone. You all know this to be true. Gentlemen. Ladies. We must free Calypso.
Shoot a man cut out his tongue, then shoot his tongue. And trim that scraggly beard.
So Feng would have agreed with Barbossa.
Aye. Calypso was our enemy then. She will be our enemy now.
But it's unlikely her moods improve.
I would still agree with Sao Feng. We release Calypso.
You threaten me?
I silence you.
This is politics.
six.
Meanwhile, our enemies are bearing down upon us.
If they not be here already.
You come for me.
You were expecting me.
It has been torture. Trapped in this single form. Cut off from the sea. From all that I love. From you.
10 years I devoted to the duty you charged me. 10 years I looked after those who died at sea. And finally, when we could be together again, you weren't there. Why weren't you there?
Is my nature. Would you love me if I was anything but what I am?
I do not love you.
Many things you were, dear Bedouins, but never cruel. You have corrupted your purpose, and so yourself. And you did hide away what should always have been mine. Give you my heart, and we would be together always, if only you had a heart to live. Why did you come? Brethren court. All of them. The last thing they will learn in this life is how cruel I can be. And what of your fate, David Jones?
My heart will always belong to you.
First court what imprisoned Calypso. We shall be the ones to set her free, and in her gratitude she will see fit to grant us boons.
Whose boons? Your boons?
Utterly deceptive twaddle speak, says I.
If you have a better alternative, please share.
Cuttlefish. Aye? Let us not, dear friends. Forget our dear friends, the cuttlefish.
Philippa Canori's little sausages.
Pen them up together and they will devour each other without a second thought. Human nature, isn't it? Or fish nature. So, yes, we could hole up here well-provisioned and well-armed and half of us would be dead within the month. Which seems quite grim to me, any way you slice it. Or? As my learned colleague so naively suggests, we can release Calypso. And we can pray that she will be merciful.
I rather doubt it.
Can we, in fact, pretend that she is anything other than a woman scorned like which fury hell hath no? We cannot. Res ipsa loquitur tabula in naufragio. We are left with but one option. I agree with, and I cannot believe the words are coming out of my mouth. Captain Swan, we must fight.
You've always run away from a fight.
Have not?
You have so.
Have not?
You have so.
Have not?
You have so, and you know it.
Have not, slander and calumny. I have only ever embraced that oldest and noblest of pirate traditions. I submit that here now, that is what we all must do. We must fight to run away. Aye!
As per the code, an act of war, and this be exactly that, can only be declared by the Pirate King.
You made that up.
Did I now? I call on Captain Teague, Keeper of the Code.
Sisumbaji proclaimed this all to be folly. Hang the code! Who cares?
Code is the law.
Morgan and Bartholomew.
Be the duties of the king to declare war. Bolo was shed adversaries. Fancy that.
There's not been a king since the first court, and that's not likely to change.
Not likely.
Why not?
See, the pirate king is elected by popular vote, and each pirate only ever votes for himself.
I call for a vote.
I vote for a man. Of course, Capitaine Cheval, the Finnish Frenchman.
Sisumbaji votes for Sisumbaji.
Mistress Ching.
Gentleman Jocard.
Elizabeth Swan.
Barbosa.
Villanueva.
Elizabeth Swan.
What?
I know, curious, isn't it? Am I to understand that you will not be keeping to the code then?
Very well. What say you, Captain Swan, King of the Brethren Court?
Prepare every vessel that floats. At dawn, we're at war.
And so, we shall go to war!
What? You've seen it all, done it all. You survived. That's the trick, isn't it? To survive.
It's not just about living forever, Jackie. The trick is living with yourself forever.
Sarah's mum. She looks great.
Don't blame Turner. He was merely the tool of your betrayal. If you wish to see its grand architect, look to your left.
My hands are clean in this.
Figuratively.
My actions were my own and to my own purpose. Jack had nothing to do with it.
Well spoke. Listen to the tool.
Will, I've been aboard the Dutchman. I understand the burden you bear, but I fear that cause is lost.
No cause is lost. If there was but one fool left to fight for it.
If Turner wasn't acting on your behalf, then how did he come to give me this? You made a deal with me, Jack, to deliver the pirates, and here they are. Don't be bashful. Step up. Claim your reward.
Your debt to me is still to be satisfied. 100 years in servitude aboard the Dutchman, as a start.
That debt was paid, mate. With some help.
You escaped.
Technically.
I propose an exchange. Will leaves with us. And you can take Jack.
Done. Undone.
Done.
Jack's one of the 9 pirate lords. You have no right.
King.
As you come on, your names.
Lager!
If you have something to say, I might be saying something as well.
First to the finish, then?
Advise your brethren. You can fight and all of you will die, or you can not fight, in which case only most of you will die.
You murdered my father.
He chose his own fate.
And you have chosen yours. We will fight, and you will die.
So be it.
Thank you.
king?
Of the Brethren Court, courtesy of Jack.
Maybe he really does know what he's doing.
Bravo! You've successfully arrived aboard the Flying Dutchman as per the overall scheme.
Look.
Oh, yes. Chapeau, mate. Except for this little sojourn in the brig. It's out of clockwork. Go away. Walk back to the locker.
But without you, Jackie.
Stab the heart.
Live forever as captain of the Flying Dutchman. Then again, if you're in the brig, who's to stab the heart?
Does seem to put immortality a bit out of reach.
Oh.
Peanut.
I need to use the back pearl as a flagship to lead the attack.
Well, we're now.
All right. Shh. Come on. Barbossa, you can't release her.
We need to give Jack a chance.
Apologies, Your Majesty. Too long, the fate has not been in my own hands. No longer.
The enemy has opted for oblivion.
Ready the fleet.
To your stations!
Be there some manner of rite or incantation? Aye. The items brought together, done. Items to be burned. And someone must speak the words, Calypso, I release you from your human bonds.
Is that it?
It was said it must be spoken as if to a lover. Calypso, I release you from your human bonds.
Is that it?
No, you didn't say it right. You have to say it right. Calypso? I release you from your human bonds.
Theodama!
Calypso. When the Brethren Court first imprisoned you, who was it that told them how? Who was it that betrayed you?
Name him!
Davy Jones. Before you is but a servant, humble and contrite. I have fulfilled my vow, and now ask your favor.
Spare myself, me ship, me crew. But unleash your fury upon those who dare pretend themselves your masters or mine.
Final hope has failed us.
There's no chance.
It's only a fool's chance.
Revenge won't bring your father back, Miss Swan. And it's not something I'm intending to die for.
You're right. Then what shall we die for? You will listen to me.
Listen! The Brethren will still be looking here to us, to the Black Pearl to lead. And what will they see? Frightened bilge rats aboard a derelict ship? No. No, they will see free men and freedom! And what the enemy will see is the flash of our cannons. They will hear the ring of our swords, and they will know what we can do! By the sweat of our brows, and the strength of our backs, and the courage of our hearts. Gentlemen, hoist the colors.
Hoist the colors.
Hoist the colors.
Hoist the colors!
Aye. The wind's on our side, boys. That's all we need.
Favorable wind, sir.
And so we do. Signal Jones to give no quarter. That should brighten his day.
Sure! We give no quarter!
that be true. Grace of yours, you cat and a decade. Dying is the day worth living for. Full bore and into the abyss, sir. Are you mad? You're afraid to get wet.
She's on our stern and gaining.
My speed! All you win, you can hold your water.
Hinges.
Leverage.
Wish us luck, boys. We'll need it.
I miss him already. He is quite charming, isn't he?
Nobody move!
Drop me brain.
Give me effect. Admirable though it may be, why are you here when you could be elsewhere?
Someone has to stay and guard the chest.
There's no question. There has been a breakdown in military discipline aboard this vessel.
I blame the fish people.
Oh, so fish people, by dint of being fish people, automatically aren't as disciplined as non-fish people.
Seems contributory, is all I'm suggesting.
But it is true. If there were no fish people, there'd be no need to guard the chest.
And if there were no chest, we wouldn't need to be here to guard it.
Come on!
Here, boy, a lost bird, a lost bird that never learned to fly.
To my great regret.
But
never too late to learn, eh?
Chest! Hand it over!
I can set you free, mate.
My freedom was forfeit long ago. Why?
Yes!
key.
I already have the key.
No, you don't.
Oh, that key.
Love.
dreadful bond. And yet, so easily severed. Tell me, William Turner, do you fear death? Do you?
Holding life and death in the palm of one's hand.
You're a cruel mind, Jack Sparrow.
Cruel as a matter of perspective.
Is it?
Still out there. The Endeavour's coming up hard to starboard, and I think it's time we embrace that oldest and noblest of pirate traditions.
Never actually been one for tradition.
Close hauler! Lock the sails and lay her an iron!
Belay that! Or we'll be a sitting duck.
Belay that, belay that!
But Captain!
Belay! Belay! No! Shut it!
Thank you.
they waiting for? He expects us to honor our agreement.
It's nothing personal, Jack. It's just good business.
Turn away!
Gibbs.
Captain.
You may throw my hat if you like.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Now go and get it.
You're no longer bound to the Dutchman. You're free.
Aye. That's a fine thing, but by my reckoning, I still have a debt that has to be paid, if you'll have me.
On the wheel, then, Mr. Turner.
Aye, Captain Turner. This ship has a purpose again, and where we are bound, she cannot come. One day ashore, 10 years at sea. It's a steep price for what's been done.
Depends on the one day.
Your chariot awaits, Your Highness. The oars are inside.
Mrs. Turner.
Goodbye, Poppy.
Jack. That would never have worked out between us.
Keep telling yourself that, darling. Once is quite enough.
Thank you.
I'm going to need the other one.
It's nearly sunset. It's always belonged to you. Will you keep it safe?
Granted, it tends to list a port and has been on occasion known to frighten young women. But I promise you, you will not be disappointed.
Is that it? A black pearl? It's not very big.
Love, that is a dinghy. My vessel is magnificent and fierce and huge-ish and gone. Why is it gone?
Is that it there?
Yes, there it is. Why is it there? It's much larger up close.
Jack, you promised to take us for a ride. I was to be given the first ride.
What? You?
Poison. Never.
Mr. Gibbs, any particular reason why my ship is gone?
The ship? We're on the ship. Jack! The ship's gone. Really?
Ladies, will you please shut it? Listen to me. Yes, I lied to you. No, I don't love you. Of course it makes you look fat. I've never been to Brussels. It is pronounced egregious. By the way, no, I've never actually met Pizarro, but I love his pies. And all of this pales to utter insignificance in light of the fact that my ship is once again gone. Savvy? Take what you can. Give nothing back.
Tell me, ladies, what do you know of sea turtles?
Good boy, your daddy's boy. Oh, yes, you are.
Sir, some of the men don't feel entirely settled about leaving Captain Jack behind.
Again. Is that so?
It would make us feel a whole lot better regarding our fortunes if we could see that item you told us about.
On the charts.
Aye. With our own eyes.
To help put an ease to our burden of guilt, so to speak.
Feast your eyes upon this, mateys. There's more than one way to live forever. Gents, I give you the Fountain of Youth.
Devils and black sheep. Really bad eggs.
Drink up, me hearty Joao.
Thank you.
Yo ho, yo ho, Christmas.